SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Coming to the aid of Texas, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, dispatching hundreds of Florida National Guard troops and State Guard volunteers to the Lone Star State to help Texas Governor Greg Abbott with what Abbott has declared as an invasion on the southern border. In DeSantis's words, states have every right to defend their sovereignty. The pilot of a small plane reported engine failure moments before the aircraft crashed into a mobile home park in Clearwater, Florida last night, according to the Clearwater Fire Chief.
I can confirm that we have several fatalities, both from the aircraft and within the mobile home.
Roger Shulman with AM 860 The Answer in Tampa.
Multiple fire departments from all over the Clearwater area responded to this. It was a major incident, and they are still on the scene investigating and spraying water on some hot spots.
Authorities say several people on the plane died, along with one fatality on the ground. Tomorrow will mark 1 year since the catastrophic toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. President Biden plans to finally visit the community. Also at SRNNews.com, how's the job market holding up? We're about to find out.
Economists surveyed by the data from FactSet believe that January's job report will show that employers added a solid 177,000 jobs and that the unemployment rate came in at 3.8%. That would mark two straight years of unemployment below 4%, the longest such streak since the 1960s. There has been a series of high-profile layoff announcements from UPS, Google, and Amazon, but they haven't been significant enough to make a dent in the overall job market. Donna Warner, Washington.
And on Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 49 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 204. This is SRN News. The Speaker of the House makes the case for religious liberty.
Republican Mike Johnson says the Biden administration needs to get tough with China over its persecution of Christians. The Speaker, who delivered his remarks at the annual International Religious Freedom Summit here in Washington, also called attention to the plight of believers in North Korea and other places around the globe. Religious persecution is at an all-time high in many countries, and Johnson says the U.S. needs to do more. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates mounting another push to restore the procedure in Kentucky. However, Democratic Representative Lindsey Burke, who's sponsoring the bill, admits it will probably fail. A near-total abortion ban has been in place in Kentucky since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. It bans abortions except when carried out to save the mother's life. The Kentucky Supreme Court refused to modify the pro-life law in a legal challenge last year. This is SRN News. Nine people taken to the hospital after a California prison riot involving hundreds of inmates.
It happened at Southern California's Ironwood State Prison. According to the Department of Corrections, officers conducting a contraband investigation were escorting an inmate across the recreational yard when that inmate headbutted a staff member. As officers subdued him, some 200 other inmates rushed them, attacking with fists and rocks. The department says officers fired a warning shot, then used chemical agents and non-lethal impact rounds to get the melee under control. Eight corrections officers and one inmate were injured. They were treated at an outside hospital and later returned. I'm Ben Thomas.
A solemn ceremony takes place today at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware as the bodies of three American Army soldiers killed in Jordan return home. President Biden will attend the dignified transfer ceremony. More details at SRNNews.com.